It has been announced that the 2019 Belfast City Marathon will now be held on a Sunday. Plans were ratified by the council earlier this week with a completely redesigned course that will see runners set off from Stormont in East Belfast. It is expected that the new route will be flatter and faster, and the move will see a higher level of spectators and support. But does it have your support? 030 30 80 55 55. With me, Belfast City Councillor Jim Rogers. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Vinny.
And commentator and runner, Brendan Mulgrew. Good morning, Brendan.
Morning, Vinny. Good morning, Jim.
Jim.
Morning, Brendan.
Jim, what reaction have you had from this decision already?
Well, Vinny, I've been really shocked at the number of people who have expressed their concerns to me about the marathon going to be held on Sunday. And I'll tell you the main ones that they're coming up with. Their main concerns is particularly those who are trying to get from their place to and from their place of worship. They see all sorts of difficulties because many church services and masses start from as early as 8 a.m. and run right through till 12 noon. And there hasn't been enough consultation undertaken by the Belfast City Marathon Limited organisation. Now, I'm a big supporter of the marathon. I've backed it right from the beginning. The City Marathon group are an excellent team, but more needs to be done. I believe that every church, every chapel must be consulted so that they know exactly, the marathon group know exactly the feelings, and to explain to the churches what this is going to mean. Now, the big problem is people trying to get to church, trying to get to chapel and back again, and I see major problems. I also don't accept that by having the marathon on the Sunday rather than the Monday, it's going to increase the number of spectators. Now, I can recall years ago whenever you had the BBC, John Bennett's programme, which went out in the morning time, and people like Emlyn Hughes, the former England-Liverpool footballer, he was commentating, he was summarising, and they travelled right round the route. Live coverage, those days are gone, but the route was lined with thousands upon thousands of people everywhere you looked.
But do you not accept, Jim, that most people would be off on a Sunday? A lot of people don't work on a Sunday, therefore they'd have a higher chance of being able to go along and spectate and
well,
watch.
Well, with respect, there's an increasing number of people now who not only work on a Sunday, they work on a Saturday, they work shifts. At Monday, there's more people off, and I don't accept what has been put forward in relation to the shops being affected on the Monday. Monday is the May Day bank holiday. It's not like the last Monday in May, which is you find that industry carries on as normal, unlike the civil service and local government and people in the public sector.
Jim, what about this? What about the fact that the Belfast City Half Marathon is on a Sunday and has been since that started in 2013?
Well,
would you
there,
recommend to move that to a Monday?
No. The difference there is the route is naturally much shorter. It's not affecting, and it hasn't affected many churches, but the full marathon, I'm not against it starting at Stormont and finishing the Ormo Park. You will be aware the present one, which has been operating for about 13 years, begins at the City Hall.
It does.
Ends in the Ormo Park. But this one's going to start, as I just said, at Stormont.
Does this not make it easier or open up Mondays then, that following day, which is a bank holiday, for shops,
sure,
and make it maybe easier for people to come in and access the shops if they want to?
I'm not so sure about that. I mean, you will be aware that the shops in Belfast presently don't open to 1 o'clock on a Sunday and they close at 6, whereas on a Monday they'd be opened around about 8:30 right through until 6 in the evening. My main concern.
Yeah, so the shops are only open for a reduced amount of time on a Sunday already as it is.
Yeah,
businesses
right.
Seem fairly sure, Jim, that this, from what we've heard from them over the years, that this would be a positive thing for them. So how do you think you know more than they do?
Well, I'm not saying I know more than they do, but my main gripe is the churches and chapels, and that's the representation that has been made to me. Ministers, priests have said, Alderman Rogers, how are our parishioners, how are our members going to get to and from church and chapel without any inconvenience?
Okay.
You will be aware there's been a few events on a Sunday, including cycle races, and there was all sorts of difficulties. Some churches actually changed the time of their services. That didn't work very well. Others just cancelled, and they don't want to have to go through that again.
Well, let's bring in Brendan Mulgrew at this point. So, Brendan, with any kind of event, for example, the marathon, not everyone is going to be happy regardless of what day you have it on. Why do you think it is a good thing, it's positive, to move it from that Monday to the Sunday?
Well, Vinny, I wouldn't want to set aside the concerns of the churches at all. Clearly, they've been expressed with a degree of sincerity, but I do think that they... by everyone working together, I think they can be accommodated because, while Jim has had that reaction, those of us in the running community are abuzz with the news, not only of the change of the day of the week that the marathon will take place, but the change of the route as well. It's a much, much better route. It takes in all parts of the city. It does away with the North Foreshore barren stretch along the North Foreshore. So people are really excited. In fact, I think if the marathon is open for entries right now, the organisers might be taken aback with the volume of interest that there is. But I do think it's a good move.
You run with a running club. I don't really do any running, so I don't understand a lot of this. But you run with a running club. Is it true then, I think you told us before, that more of your club will compete and will run in the Dublin Marathon simply because it is on a Sunday?
There's no question about that, Vinny. And interestingly, Dublin only moved to a Sunday 2 years ago. This will be the third year in a row now that Dublin...
And did they see any increase in numbers?
Oh, yes, indeed. And the Dublin Marathon is now the fourth largest marathon in Europe. And it only has marathon runners, no relay runners. It now sells... Dublin takes place this October. It's now fully registered. You can't get a place in the Dublin Marathon now at the start of July, and it's been that way for about a month or so. It's fully registered.
What about people and their religion, though, Brendan? Because there are a lot of people, you know, whatever country in the world, but let's say Northern Ireland, and they hold their religion and their faith very dear, and they want to be able to be fit, be healthy, compete in something like this, but also not have an impact on their attendance at church or at chapel or wherever that might be.
No doubt about that, and I think it can be accommodated. Of course, the marathon takes a long time to pass any one spot because some runners will do a marathon in 3 hours or less, and some runners will take maybe 4 or 5 or 6 hours or longer. So it can't happen without disruption. That's a fact. But if we want to be a big city and we want to take our place among the big cities in Europe, we have to accommodate that and work around that. We have had the half marathon on a Sunday ever since it began. When the main marathon is on Bank Holiday Monday, the churches embrace the marathon. I see them on the Omer Road, Rinton Road. Some of the churches there have got stalls at the front. They're supplying tea and coffee to the spectators.
Yeah, but you can't deny that this will affect people trying to get to
What if a church service or a chapel does have to change its time for one Sunday in the year? Is that not okay that they do that in order to accommodate runners and the business community who have been the Belfast Chamber of Trade and Commerce has been very, very clear and very vocal in their view that the marathon should be a Sunday rather than a Monday. So I think there's ways to map out the route, to plan the timings, so that church services can be accommodated. I'm sure that's what the organisers are already working on. I see them making a call out publicly and on social media, asking church leaders and others who have a view or have a concern to get in touch with them. And I hope that those things do happen. And we're the only city at the moment, we're the last remaining city whose marathon is not on a Sunday. And I think it's right that does get changed.
Fred in Lisburn, first call of the day. You've got a question for Jim Rogers. Fred, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning to you all. Good morning, Jim. I've spoke to you a few times.
Good morning, Fred.
And basically, I'm going to say something. I've supported you, and a lot of times you've had a lot of hard criticism at times, but you came through it. On this, I'm sorry, Jim, I think you're wrong. The culture has changed so much through everywhere. The London Marathon, the Dublin Marathon, everything is running on Sunday. I think this is a good thing for Belfast. It'll allow people to come, spend time here, watch the marathon, have the Monday as a travelling day home, or maybe go and do different things on the Monday. Isn't it available to them on the Sunday because of public transport?
What about, Fred, the issue some might have if it does affect them trying to go to their Sunday service?
That's something that other countries, other cities have actually dealt with. So what we need to do is work with the churches, work with religious organisations, and say, look, this is how it's working in Newcastle, this is how it's working in London, Cardiff, Dublin, Edinburgh. We are trying to work, we want to work with you.
Okay, Fred, thank you. Tony in Belfast. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Just as Jim Rogers was listening to what he said there in relation to consultation, we need to speak to the churches, the chapels, the people in the street, the dogs on the streets. I mean, it's not about consultation, it's about notification. I think if people are given proper notification, you know, about the disruption, about the possible disruption, I mean, they'll be able to make allowances. There's road disruptions all around Belfast.
Why not have a consultation about that? Why not talk to the people it will affect, whether that is a shop owner or people that live on the route? Why not talk to them beforehand instead of saying, as you're suggesting, this is what's happening?
No, well, that's the problem, you see, by the time. But that's what's wrong with this country. It's everything's consultation, consultation. And by the time you get through consultation, nothing actually happens. Nothing gets done. We end up living a backwards society.
Jim Rogers, do you think that there wasn't enough consultation that happened in advance of this?
That's my concerns, and those who have been making contact with me, there hasn't been now. I've been told there will be, and I'm actually insisting that there has to be.
You're a councillor, a Belfast City Councillor. You've been there for many years. So why did you not air these concerns beforehand?
Well, I have heard them. I have made the council my views really strong on this issue. The problem is that people go off on tangents, and we're sometimes consulted out, and I'm sure you've heard that said many times, Vinny. But on the other hand, people consult just because they have to consult, but at the end of the day, they don't take on board people's views. They want their own thoughts and their own ideas. If I could be convinced that they are prepared to try and accommodate the churches along the route. And let me stress again, there are many, many churches and chapels who are going to be affected. It may mean starting the main marathon at 8 o'clock in the morning. Now,
Jim,
that may not suit everybody, but can I also say that it may be able to get round it by doing that.
If you are saying about consulting the churches along the route, Jim, what about the people that live along the route?
Absolutely. They're all part of this consultation. Make no mistake about it, because there'll be those who'll complain about not being able to get their cars in their driveways, or even from the side of the road, or been asked to move their vehicle from the side of the road. Again, I want to see us having one of the best marathons in the world. And you've heard what Brenton had said about other countries and how well,
yes,
and other cities, how well they're doing.
So
you may not be aware of this. Over the last number of years, the number of participants in the main marathon, the 26-odd miles, has been reducing. That's concerning. That's worrying. And I want to see that addressed.
It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Moving the day, that may change that.
Well, up the way or down?
Oh, no, down, it's dropping. It's been dropping over the last five to six years.
But do you think the day change will reverse that, or it will drop further?
I'm not so sure.
You're on the fence there, Jim. Tell me how this works.
No, because I really don't know. What I'm arguing on behalf of would be the churches and the chapels who have made contact with me and other public representatives expressing their concern.
Okay.
And I'm asking for assurances from the Belfast City Marathon Limited company that they do more to address these issues
May
Day 2019.
Okay. Explain this for me, Jim, how this works. So this was ratified by the council. So the marathon came to the council and said, this is what we want to do. So did the council then vote on that?
Yes, and look, I didn't vote against it. My concerns.
So Jim, you're telling me you voted in favour?
No. My concerns are all to do with consultation.
Tell us what your concerns are.
To accommodate those who are going to be affected along the route. You just can't willy-nilly change the day and people are going to be hemmed into their homes, or people can't get to their places of worship, or people can't get to go from A to B or B to C.
Jim, so just explain once again so I have it clear in my head. The council received this from the marathon organisers. The council vote on whether to ratify it or not. You voted in favour of the day change.
I'm not against the day change. My argument is purely...
Did you vote in favour of the day change?
I was in a dilemma on this one. As a man who...
It's a yes or no, places. Tim. Come on.
You're not
now.
The right man to be in Finney, you're beginning...
One at a time. Just one second, Tim. Sorry. No, well, don't be saying that.
I go to my place of worship virtually every Sunday, right? There's those who don't, and that's their own private business. I'm not telling people what they should do or where they should go. All I want is clarification on how the churches that are going to be affected, how they're going to be accommodated.
I understand that, Jim, but I'll ask you one last time. You voted in favour of the day change when this came in front of the council.
Well, we had two presentations to the Council City Growth and Regeneration Committee. We had party briefings, and at the party briefings, I made it quite clear of my concerns about the difficulties for people who wanted to...
And you've made that very clear, Jim.
Yes.
And you come on this programme all the time, and we really do appreciate it, but... One final time, did you vote in favour of changing the day? Yes or no, Jim? Go on.
I didn't vote against it.
So you voted in favour?
I didn't vote against it. I have an open mind on the whole matter, and if I can get the assurances that I'm asking for in regards to the churches and the chapels, I'm happy to give this a trial run. But I have my doubts just how successful it's going to be. And I hope it will be a success.
Well, and we all do. I'm going to ask you one more time, Jim, just one last time, and then I promise I will stop asking you. But please answer, did you vote yes in favour from the council of changing the day?
I supported the change, provided the churches and the chapels and others could be accommodated.
Okay, Jonathan in Belfast, you are an assistant minister in Cook's Church.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Not too bad. Explain, what's your thoughts on this day change?
Well, we would just ask why we haven't been involved in the consultation process, as Jim was talking about. I suppose we're going to be the church that's, by and large, mostly affected, being on the corner of Park Road and Armour Road, where the event finishes. But the decision was made, and we're big supporters of the marathon. We like to support the community, and we do a water station and cane coffee on the route, but clearly it's going to affect our members getting in and out of church on Sunday morning.
So do you support the day change, or do you think that this is going to have too detrimental an effect on your worshippers?
I think that it's good that Belfast is trying to become a bigger, brighter place. But I do think the change, if it's going to happen, there needs to be more talks with the churches affected.
Okay. Councillor Declan Boyle has contacted the programme. Good morning to you.
Morning, Donny.
Good morning. What do you think?
I was at the two presentations that the marathon people presented. I campaigned for it to stay on the Armour Road and was very pleased with the outcome of it. The issue with the church is there was two routes which they had to decide on, A or B, and they couldn't consult with anybody until they decided the route. Now that the route has been decided, then they will, and they did ask for, and they said they will consult with churches and want people to come to them and speak to them. For example, if the marathon's going to start in East Belfast at Stormont, and by the time it gets to 10:30 or 11 o'clock, there will be nobody in East Belfast at that stage. They'll be gone. So East Belfast will not be in the equation when it gets to church service time. Because if it starts at 8:30, for example, it's not going to take anybody really 2 hours to get down the Newtonar Road. So East Belfast, by all intents and purposes, won't be in the mix for church services. They'll all be gone by that stage. Other church services that take place, they are willing to consult with them. They're more than happy to do so and facilitate as best as possible. So they want that to happen. I am a supporter of it, certainly. And the people who organise have said they want the churches to contact them to see how best they can facilitate it.
Brendan Mulgrew, why did
the route being decided?
Why did they want to change the route in the first place, Brendan?
To change the route?
Yeah, to change from where it was.
Groundswell of opinion about the route, if any. The route over the last 10 years or more has gone way out of Belfast. It has included the North Foreshore, where spectators simply can't be accommodated. So at a part of the marathon, when you really need that lift and supporters, you're literally running on your own in single file. The route also took in the Sydenham Bypass, let's face it, with all due respect. It's not the nicest part of our city. And the Anthem Road uphill slog was genuinely feared by marathon runners. So there was a groundswell opinion that we had the route was wrong, the route was all wrong, but this new route looks to be much more accommodating to all parts of the city. It takes in north, south, east, west. It still finishes in that spiritual home of Ravenhill Ulmer Road, where the atmosphere is great year after year, and the numbers of people are growing year after year, spectating in the final stretch. So there's nothing but goodwill towards the change of route. Nobody in the running community complaining with the change of route. Everyone's delighted with that. And I think we will see a reversal in the numbers of people taking part in the marathon. There is a phenomenon of marathon tourism. You know, people will pick a marathon, and especially if it's on a Sunday, that they can go to a city they've never been to, and if we're at a bank holiday weekend, people will come here to run the race on the Sunday, have the extra day in Belfast, stay in a hotel, eat out that night, go and do some shopping or visiting our tourist projects on the Monday. So I think it's the potential spin-off benefits are huge as well. So I think the numbers will go up, and I think this is absolutely the right decision for both the day of the week and the route.
Yeah, it's interesting because with this discussion, we don't have to wait that long to find out, and it'll be pretty clear when the applications open for next year, the response that they get to that, and if it does increase in numbers. Jim and Derry, good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Just a wee small point, and maybe you keep talking about the church, but Jim Rogers keep talking about chapel. Go to Mass on Saturday night, funny. 6:30, it's the busiest Mass in Derry, and in a lot of areas, there's Mass on Saturday night because people want to spend Sunday with their families and do different things because it's their only day off. So I think they should think about it, and just before you start, Jim starts talking about church and how it's going to affect chapels now, go to Mass on Saturday night, easy way out of it.
Jim Rogers?
Well, there's very few church services on a Saturday night, and I do appreciate it.
I says chapel, Jim.
Yeah, no, I was just going to mention that, but there's quite a few Masses. Getting back to what Brenton said, I'm fully supportive in the change of route because the Antrim Road, Sydenham Bypass, North Foreshore, they were absolutely dead areas. They didn't encourage people who were struggling a little bit. The point that has been made by Declan, yes, there'll still be problems in East Belfast, but I'm talking about the whole of the city. I'm not just talking about an area which I represent. And I want to be reassured that every effort will be made to accommodate those who want to do their own thing and will not be hindered from doing it.
We've heard reference to consultation and talking to churches and residents and businesses, but if the decision has been made, Jim, you know, is all that a bit pointless now?
No, it's not. No, anything but it. I mean, this is whenever the consultation must really take off because it hasn't taken off. And I'm not faulting the Marathon Committee. They're a very small group of people. What you have to bear in mind, these people are volunteers. Those that you see out on the streets helping to run the marathon are not getting paid. Now, that's important, and I salute these people because they do a first-class job, and I know all of them personally. And say I'm a big supporter of all our sporting activities that we have in this city.
Might be easier for them, Jim, to do it for free on a Sunday when they might not be working, as they might be working on a Monday, and therefore it could cost them money taking that day off work.
Well, the other argument that's been put forward is to do with the road closure legislation and the increased cost due to that, as well as reduction in policing. But if you look at the number of police officers now on the ground on Marathon Monday, they have reduced considerably. You'll see the volunteers actually at various crossings, and they are ensuring that no traffic tries to encroach along the marathon route. So police numbers have been cut back alarmingly. It was remarked this year just how few police actually...
All the roads aren't closed off completely, are they, Jim? Surely some of the roads,
when you're running
on them, you're kind of running alongside the traffic.
Not. But you need people there to ensure that cars don't encroach. There's been, unfortunately, several accidents over the years. And unfortunately, we had a fatality this year of a man who took a heart attack. Just really terribly sad, and that's the last thing we want to see happening. But that was nothing to do with any vehicle. But all I'm saying is we need more consultation, we need assurances, and hopefully whenever it comes May Day 2019, everything will go off smoothly.
John in North Belfast. Good morning, John.
The problem I have, so I'm not a Christian, but the problem I have around all this, yet again, is the Christian faith in Northern Ireland is expected to bend backwards to accommodate other people. And it's about time Christianity got its respect that it's due.
What about the people that are not religious, John, and maybe do work on that Monday? Should they be, should the religious people be prioritised over them?
This is supposed to be a Christian country. Now, if this was happened on a Muslim festival today, there'd be uproar.
Yeah, I don't want to move this on to a totally different discussion completely, because John, but where does it say this is a Christian country? And if that is the case, as you say, what does that say for people that are not Christian?
People have a choice either to go to church or chapel or not, but at the end of the day, Northern Ireland is supposed to be a Christian country.
Says who,
and yet,
John?
Again, Christianity is supposed to bend backwards to accommodate.
Where does it say that Northern Ireland is supposed to be a Christian country?
Northern Ireland is supposed to be a Christian country.
Where does it say that?
Christianity.
Okay. All right, John, thank you. Mervyn, last call before the news. Go ahead, Mervyn.
Hey, Vinny.
Good morning.
Can I have a quick word with Jim?
He is still there, yes.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Mervyn.
Jim, I've met you on maybe numerous occasions and I have immense respect for you. But I'm going to be honest about it, Jim. I don't do God. I have no interest in chapel.
No, I know you don't, but that's your own business.
Yes, I know that, but let me tell you, I don't want churches, people who use them, to be telling me what to do on a Sunday. That's what's wrong with this country, Jim. If people want to run the marathon, let them run the marathon on Sunday. And what this is all about, Jim, this is trying to stop people out enjoying themselves on the Sabbath day, what you describe as a Sabbath day. And I think it's very, very wrong. It's time, and we do not live in a Christian country. We're a million miles from a Christian country. It's time you just sit back and let people live on with their own lives.
There was one minister of the gospel on the programme this morning, Jonathan from Cook Centenary in the Armour Road in Belfast, and he wasn't telling anybody what they should do on the Sabbath day, and I most certainly am not either. It's up to people what to do. Who am I to tell anybody how to run their lives? But all I'm saying is, and I've said it continuously this morning from 9 o'clock, about keeping people informed, hearing their views, consulting with them, and try and get a resolution. And if we were all to work in that direction, I have no doubt that our marathon will continue to be a most successful one.
Okay, we'll take a break there for a moment. More of your calls on this in a few minutes' time. George in East Belfast. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Vinny.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You're not the George I thought you would be. That's George in the Shankle I was thinking of. Sorry, George, I apologise for that. Go ahead.
Oh, he's very popular too, George the Shankle man.
Don't be telling him that.
Now, I used to belong to a church, and we used to have about six teams in the relay race.
Yes.
Including our minister and his wife. And the assistant manager used to run the full marathon. Well, they're all gone now. They'll not be running. And if you look through the finishers every year, you'll see quite a few community and Christian organisations.
And George, do you think that is because it would conflict with actually going to church on a Sunday, or just because of how they feel Sunday should be treated a rest day?
I wouldn't think the minister will be running on a Sunday.
Okay, George, thank you. Norman in Bangor, good morning, Norman.
Good morning,
Vinny. The one and only, how are you?
All right, Vinny. I'm furious this morning because we're a heathen nation now, and there's the Lord's Day coming under attack again.
A heathen so nation.
We are a
Why do you feel
nation.
The need to put a label on it? When it comes
because
to religion,
that's what we
a country,
are.
Northern Ireland is Northern Ireland, and within that, you can select your religion, and no one should object to that. But why do we have to try and put some label that covers everyone?
Because that's what we are. There's only 70% of young ones don't even go to church. They don't even have a Bible in their home. They don't even know anything about the Bible. And that's what we are, a heathen nation. And this proves it, the attack on the Lord's Day. So it means Christians can no longer take part in the marathon.
It doesn't really mean that, though, Norman. It, you know,
of course it does. If a Christian goes to his church and holds the Lord's Day, he will not take part in that marathon. The same when Northern Ireland plays Sunday football. If a Christian holds the Lord's Day, he will not go to that football
so
match.
So what you mean is it's not necessarily that it would conflict with the time of their service, but just on how
the
Sunday should be treated.
There's no point the like of Jim Rogers and these councillors who voted for this going to their church on a Sunday and then coming out and taking part in a marathon. They're only a mockery.
And why is it frowned upon then to, for example, take part in a marathon on a Sunday?
Sunday is the Lord's Day, to keep it holy. 6 days, that's what the Bible says.
I understand, but I'm just asking for you to explain in a bit more detail as to why doing a sporting activity or exercise is frowned upon, why you believe that's wrong on a Sunday.
It is wrong. Everything is supposed to be holy on the Lord's Day. Everything is supposed to be closed down, pubs and bookies and all these sporting events.
And what about then, Norman, people that are not religious? And that maybe work on that Monday and they think, great, now I can actually take part in this marathon.
Well, then they're breaking the Lord's Day.
But what if they're not religious? What if they don't believe in God, for example?
My brother worked in a bakery and he never worked a Sunday in his life and he would not work a Sunday in his life.
Yes, but you're not answering my question, Norman. You're not answering my question. What about people that are not religious? Or, for example, they do not, their
religion
doesn't mean you can't do it on a Sunday. Then what do you say to them?
People who are not religious, they don't care whether it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday or whatever day.
Yeah, but why should they be held to a rule because you believe it shouldn't be on a Sunday?
I am respecting the Lord's Day as a Christian and all Christians should respect the Lord's Day. So it means if they respect the Lord's Day, they will not take part in that event or they will not go to a GAA match or go to Windsor Park to watch Northern Ireland on a Sunday. It's only people who do not hold any Christian views that will take part on a Sunday.
So you're saying, say for example, someone went to Mass on a Sunday and then went to take part in a GAA match, that you're saying they're not
hypocrites.
Christian?
They're hypocrites, because they're breaking the Lord's Day. So they are. What's the point of going to church?
Have you always held that view in relation to Sunday and what should happen on a Sunday or not happen?
I've always held that day.
Always, even when you were younger?
Even when I was young, I went to Sunday school and I went to my church on a Sunday. Nothing was open when I was growing up on a Sunday.
Okay.
It was family time on a Sunday after church.
Okay.
And that's what we need to get back to.
We are going to move on. Norman, thank you, though.